I'm ugly, you need papers, and my dick needs you. So, that's my vows right there.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 180. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy,
Mem the Beaner.
What up,
G? We are fucking taking
smooth today.
Today. We are in rare form.
Dude, we're smooth, man. Okay, so guys, welcome back to the Comic Syndicate. Behind the scenes, maybe I fucked up by posting shit behind the scenes.
I got confused.
And I don't know. It's all right, dude.
It's smooth. Okay. We're smooth operators.
How are you doing?
I'm
like you're doing a lot better than when I got here initially.
The first take, I was pissed. This is actually the fourth take.
Okay, guys.
And I'm a little better in spirits. It's like, okay, just calm down.
Oh, so funny, guys. Okay, guys, follow me on on Snapchat, guys. I think I'm a simple man 80, I believe, or simple underscore man 80. Anyways, jump on. Those are behind the scenes. That first one where I'm like, we're going to record in an hour and a half. And this face you made.
I was so pissed. I'm like, what the fuck?
Was dope, dude. And off of one of those, dude, we got hit up already, dude. On Snapchat, dude, Omar says, what up, Josias?
What's up, dude?
Our boy Omar Spahi, dude, from Awesome Comics, dude. Way cool cat, dude. So we got to catch him. Hopefully him and Seeker are hopefully out for
WonderCon, right? WonderCon next. My buddy Hector will be there.
So yeah, dude. We'll hit him up. Mm-hmm. So anyone who's going to be out in WonderCon, hit us up, dude. It's not going to be as much work as last year.
No, it isn't. It's not, and thank God.
I'm glad you're feeling better, dude. Five minutes.
Oh, God, I was so mad, dude. I'm just in a bad mood. Like, today just fucking sucked, dude.
Go for it real quick. I heard it already.
Okay, we had, like, fucking, you know, we have volleyball. All we need is six fucking kids. That's all we fucking need. We have seven kids on the team. Mm-hmm. And we're going to Mammoth because we're brothers.
Okay. Oh, they're brothers.
Oh, thanks. We just fucked our team. Okay, so now we got to play with five. And then one of the kids doesn't show up until after lunch. And I have to tell the principal, he hasn't shown up.
Idiot.
He can't fucking play.
Yeah.
You're going to have to forfeit the fucking game. And you know what? It might have been better if we did fucking forfeit the goddamn game. Because we go out there 5-on-6 and we're playing a team I don't like. It's just chatter. It's fucking pissing me off. They're fucking think they're superstars. Which they beat us bad. I mean, they fucking raped us.
So they were total superstars.
They were. They were spiking the ball, and then they were picking on my player that I usually bench.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And they're just picking on him. You know what?
It just added
kudos to them, because I would have done the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Just sucks being on this end. And then it's just like, I'm chewing him out, and then I talk to the principal afterwards, and he's all like, oh, we need to figure out a way to not chew them out so much and put it in a positive way. And I'm like,
principal, shut the fuck up. Let me do my goddamn job.
You know, fucking positive? Fucking losers.
Jeez, dude. All right, man.
Anyway, I'm just playing. I'm a lot more calm.
Fucking hilarious. Oh. Anyways, guys. Okay, so we're back. I was telling Adam where we were talking about the time change. Is a thing that kicked my ass. Don't do that so close to
me. I know. It's the fucking mic's right in my face.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, shit. I'll move this way.
But yeah, dude, so the time change really kicked my ass, dude. I worked this weekend. I had yesterday off, which is dope. But Saturday, got out of work like at 12:30. 1:30, 2-ish, got home about 2. And by the time I got home, it takes me a long time to unwind. So I'm normally up for like 2 or 3 hours. So it sucks normally. You know, I'm knocking out like at 4:30 or so. Mm-hmm. I crashed out Saturday night at 4:30, and that's when the time change clicked.
2 o'clock, baby.
It was 5:30 for me, homie.
That's
when I knocked out, and I woke up like at 8.
Did you have to go to work at 8? Yeah, you have to do a turnaround? Oh, okay.
It would have kicked my ass. Although the second job hit me up, it's like they need help at the bar for the shop or fucking theater in Downey. And they asked
Did you give that face that I gave when you gave me an hour and a half?
You know what? No, they left me a message, and I would have gone just to meet new people and get out there, but it was a closing shift, and I don't like closing on Sundays. And it's in Downey.
Fuck.
And to drive out from Downey and, you know, on a Sunday night for a Monday to... I'm dressed up today because we had a visit at the office, and I'm fucking just, no, dude, just...
Do
I'm
they usually do that? They send people to your fucking, from other places?
It's rare. It does happen. I think I've only seen it one time, and as far as helping out another shop, I'm kind of glad they hit me up. Like, they know I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But at the same time, it's just like...
It was Saturday, would you have done it?
I think I would have.
You would have done it on Saturday?
Yeah. But, it's cool, dude. I mean, they said it would pay for mileage. Anyways, I didn't go. I'm burnt. I think I got, like, 10 hours, 12 hours sleep. Maybe, if that, all three this past weekend, dude.
Wow.
So, anyways, dude, I'm fucking feeling peachy. I'm exhausted already.
That's the fucking show. We'll see you fuckers later.
All right, man. Okay. Did you do anything exciting?
This weekend, no, I don't think so.
Okay, well, even though I worked a lot this weekend, I caught two movies this weekend.
Oh, you know what? I did play some board games at a...
Where'd you go?
This fucking church place. They are every second Saturday of the month. It's in Anaheim. Hector met me out.
Very cool.
We played some board games. We played some good ones. We played some really bad ones I didn't fucking like. And it kind of sucks because you're kind of stuck in it, right?
You have to truck through it.
I fucking conceded to the other guy. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fucking... My orcs are not going to fucking break through your gauntlet of fucking walls.
Idiot.
So how about we just fucking call it? Well, there's like three more turns.
Idiot.
You son of a bitch. I can't fucking win. Fucking flip the table.
He just wanted to fuck with you, dude.
He just wanted to be, you know, this is his day, the second Sunday, to fucking really stick it to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, two movies I saw, Kong Island, or Kong Skull Island. Oh, sweet. Good movie. Great cast, minus...
You told me the comedy was horrible.
Yes, I did. Okay, so look at it this way. Brie Larson, who's going to be Captain Marvel. We have Loki, Tom Hiddleston was in it. We have one of the Nova Corps members, fucking John C. Reilly. We had Dr. Dre in it, so the guy who played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton. We had Eazy-E in it, who fucking Straight Outta Compton guy.
He had sunglasses on and hat.
it was weird. They tried to make it a funny movie. The funny tones were not funny, in my opinion. Like, there was nothing funny about it. People were laughing. I'm like, dude, like, cut out the comedy, give me the movie straight up, and it would have been a more enjoyable movie. I liked it. I enjoy the mythos of King Kong, and I know the story, and you're supposed to care about this fucking...
Well, I was supposed to take Margo to it.
It's worth watching, dude.
Okay.
Watch it in XD.
We got fucking Beating the Beast.
Oh, fuck, weekend. Dude. You guys got to be careful. If you guys get your tickets now, you can probably get...
Oh, we already got the XD.
Good. That's a better one, and that's not saying a lot. But yeah. Okay, cool. And I saw a great movie, dude. Holy shit. John Wick 2.
Oh, so you finally saw it.
Killer, dude. You saw part one, right?
Yes.
I loved part one. I really
did. It's a really good movie. You just want to see a lot of shooting. Really shit. Cool killings.
Choreography, yes. Yeah. Of the killing.
Very cool.
Holy shit. This one jumps up 20 notches.
Wow.
Like, the fight scenes, like, homeboy is just, as soon as the movie starts, it's action. And listeners, if you guys have seen it, I need somebody to talk to. Because, like, it feels like my day. Homeboy gets his ass kicked and he has no time to sleep. No time to rest, relax, take a goddamn fucking shower, but nothing but kicks, punches, headshots galore, dude.
Jesus.
It's dope. It sets up part three, but how is part three? There's no way. Like, yeah, it's dope.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a great movie. Check it out, guys. You guys, anything else?
My buddy, our buddy Justin hooked me up with the two issues of his... Speak No Evil, and he's him and his buddy have
See No Evil.
No, Speak No Evil.
Okay.
And they're already on issue 3, which is Kickstarter starts very soon. I'll put a link somewhere on our page. I think it starts this month.
Yeah.
And I haven't read the comic books yet, but I've seen some of the art and it looks really good.
Right on.
So I'm gonna read those and give Joe some of it to read.
Dude. Yeah.
And then we'll do a review but look for the Kickstarter. It's this month, and
we'll put up links on our Twitter and Facebook. We'll share their links.
For sure.
Yeah. Justin, best of luck to you on that one. Yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to reading your stuff, dude. And he does the Mind Fudge podcast.
He does, yes, he does.
That's where you guys can find him as well, dude. All right, man, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
I wonder if I was in a better mood.
You 100 were fucking pissed. Actually, you were pissed, probably.
I probably was.
Episode 80, we titled #FrozenVagert.
Oh.
We hit Twitter love.
Yeah, shout-outs. I think I remember that one.
We hit What the Fuck News. Mom accused of threatening to blow up school after daughter fails test.
Damn.
We hit Man allegedly stabs man at Valentine's Day gift swap gone wrong.
Okay.
I think the theme of that one was a dude gave another dude like a fucking fucked up fucking Valentine's and he got anal about it. We hit California teen kills self-playing Russian roulette. So I guess, did she win?
By himself. Oh, is it a tie?
I know, right?
White?
Sex facts. We hit woman makes yogurt with her own vaginal bacteria.
I remember that one, yes.
That was interesting to say the least.
You wanted to eat that shit.
I would so
I mean,
eat
you
it.
Eat it now anyways.
Well, I eat it now. No. So, okay, we hit your walk can reveal how many orgasms you've had. Comic reviews, we hit Darth Vader number 1, was one of our books of the week. We hit Nightcrawler number 11, Southern Bastards number 7, Thor number 5, another book of the week. Guardians of the Galaxy number 5, which was book of the week. And special guest host at Hesh Podcast, Jacob fucking
Oh, fucking Jake, man.
Yeah, dude.
I thought he was going to rob the place when he came in.
It was cool, dude. I think we had a better, larger space, so it worked out.
We did. We were using the Yeti.
Oh, it was a
so
Yeti,
So it
yeah.
was good, too.
Yeah. Although now it's going to be harder to get people in because
we need a third. We have to either use the Yeti or have another microphone.
Yeah, we got to go old school and use the other one. But yeah, okay. So that was a lot of fun, dude. Jacob, miss you, homie. I hope he goes to fucking WonderCon, dude. Anyways, dude, we got some Facebook messages, dude. Wow, this is taking up a lot of time. Instagram messages. This one we hit 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get to talk about it last week by the time I saw it because we had Sergio on last week. So
oh, yeah.
He was on my phone.
Cut us
my
off.
Plugged in, so I couldn't access any of these messages. Johnny the Hustler 13 on Instagram says, what are your thoughts with the pre-credit Deadpool or the director's decision not to show flashback scenes of Xavier's mumble about what he did in the past according to the movie, or how they changed it from the comics and didn't really mention anything at all about what Logan did? Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, I didn't like the movie. That's one of the reasons why
Adam hated the movie.
Didn't like it because you don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much Xavier killed a lot of kids.
That's pretty much
because at the school.
Yeah. Now, originally in the comics, it's Wolverine was mind fucked by Mysterio, which is a classic Spider-Man villain, and he kind of hypnotizes Logan Wolverine, and he makes at the school, it looks like an attack from villains, and Logan kills all these fucking villains, but it was actually all his ex-friends.
Fuck.
So he's the one who killed everybody. The way it deviated from the movie, I kind of like how Xavier lost control of his powers. Like, someone that powerful to lose their power, you know, control of the powers, it makes sense why so many mutants at one shot could also get killed too.
Well, I mean, you know,
and they don't even say directly that happens, but you kind of get that.
He usually spoiler alert. They say in the comics books too. I've read a couple comics where he keeps a handgun in his fucking flying wheelchair to in case this happens and he kills himself.
Yeah,
and I guess he didn't have the balls enough to do it. I mean, this might have been his first seizure that fucking wiped everybody
pretty
out.
Pretty much, dude. Yes, yes. So, I still enjoyed the movie, Johnny. Next one is going to be Beauty is Her Own Damned Beast on Instagram. I felt like your mosh pit story was a comic review.
It was funny.
You guys tell the best stories. Adam, # the fish killer, # crowd tsunami.
Oh, it was that was a pretty funny story. Now, I don't want to go into it.
No, go ahead. No, because I'll go there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, we'll go. Let me continue, and then you can jump in. Now, guys, holy shit. It was a long story I had last week, but thank you. It was funny?
It was a long story, but it was funny.
Holy shit. Was the juice worth the squeeze that one? Kind of, right? Next one's going to be Hector Cornejo, which you mentioned you saw this weekend.
Hector?
He's the first one to hit us up, dude. So you put it up on Facebook, and he is the first one who messaged us. As soon as we dropped the episode, I guess he listened. So thanks a lot, Hector. We totally appreciate it, dude. And I started messaging him on the side, and we were just chatting. I got his number, so we're going to hook up. Because you're going to ditch both of us probably at WonderCon.
That's probably true.
He says, LOL, you ditched her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was my message on Facebook back. No.
You left her with a bunch of sweaty dudes. Mosh pitting.
People were dying left and right, dude.
Dude.
Next one hit us up was, oh, dude, this is fucked up. Lupe Orozco hits us up, dude. She says on Facebook, she got angry with you, but you were trying to meet up with her. I can see being disappointed because you didn't spend time with her, but pissed off? Nope. LOL.
Loops, you would have been totally pissed if some dude did that to you.
It gets better.
Get the fuck out of here.
Better, dude.
All right, here we go.
She says, LOL, hashtag never ending mosh pit, hashtag Nightwing in it. She says, great story, by the way, but my story is better.
She gives a story.
I got ditched, left at the club. I had to walk home. I was pissed off at him. He later called that night at 2 a.m. to check if I made it home. Asshole.
Hey, a very respectable man to see if you got home. I mean, was there no Uber back here? And you walked home? Oh, my God. No cab?
And I felt bad, but at the same time, it had me rolling, dude.
Have I ever been ditched like that?
Oh, man, I try to ditch you all the time. I don't know. You tell me.
I usually do that when I'm, like, when I used to online date. Oh, and I would wear a different color shirt.
Oh, and just bail even like before
it
gets
started. You fucking scope it out. Like, wait a minute. She's supposed to be wearing this, and she doesn't look like
you
this.
You have mentioned that before.
Out.
But yeah, okay, bail.
My car, I got an accident.
Now, yes, guys, I am a jerk. Adam, let's talk about it real quick. Dude, I put up a Twitter poll for us.
Oh, does people reply?
We got some responses. Sweet. And not responses, but this is what I put up on Twitter, dude.
Okay.
Off the Comic Syndicate hashtag, episode 179, hashtag Nightwing in it, how do you feel regarding the Social Distortion concert? I gave three options in this fucking poll I put up on Twitter. Hashtag, Josias was right. Option number two was, hashtag, Josias is an asshole.
Okay.
Third option was, hashtag, haven't listened to the podcast yet.
Okay, let me guess.
Go for it.
I'm going to think a lot of people haven't listened to the podcast.
Awesome, dude.
Was I right or wrong?
Okay. Before that, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You said I ditched her. Which one would you vote for?
Asshole.
Okay, good. I would have voted for haven't listened to the podcast yet, personally.
Okay.
We got 0% of people that fucking voted haven't listened yet. Nope. Yay, 0% on that. We got 100% for... Hashtag Josias was right.
Now, did you, I mean, how many people, did you just vote? You're the only one voting?
Only one person voted, and it was me. Nah, dude, actually, we got five votes on that only.
And none for the asshole part?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, right? So that surprised the fuck out of me.
Oh, it's 100%, yeah.
So technically, yeah. I mean, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Wow.
I don't think I am an asshole.
Well, let's,
Hashtag Josias
let's put a pin in that, and let's, what does the actual person
go
think? The girl that actually thinks of you. I mean, you did speak to her, correct?
Oh!
So let's see if she voted on this little fucking thing.
Okay, wow, okay. Okay, so...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I hit you guys up. You and Sergio. Okay, so she hits me up out of the blue to fuck me. We recorded Monday, so Tuesday... Maybe Wednesday morning. I'm at the office.
We recorded Monday, Tuesday.
So Tuesday, she would have listened by Wednesday. I think she might have, you know, hit me up Wednesday. And I don't mean to throw you under the bus. I'm not going to say names. But she texted me. She goes, so you don't think I was right to be mad at you?
She was mad at you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, you have every right to feel any way you want about that night. Because that's not what it sounded like on the podcast. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It totally did not sound like that on the podcast. I mean...
No, she has every right to feel any way she wants.
But I'm fucking Nightwing. How did that go?
Slap, slap.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, so...
But, you know, you guys were just hanging out. I mean...
Yeah.
I think I told Margo that, and she said, yeah...
Josias is an asshole.
You should have spent more time... With the woman, with the girl you came with, and saving random girls and men.
And guys.
And guys from skinheads.
Yeah, but it's a skinhead. I don't like skinheads, dude.
Why did you meet her outside? I would have said, you know what, meet me outside.
Yeah, and we should have set up a spot. And I should have done that. Mm. Yeah. So technically, again, it was my bad. And you know what? Hashtag Josias is an asshole.
I like that is the name of this episode. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay, man. That's what we got. Okay. Next one now, dude. Let's, do articles now.
Sweet.
We're going to do some quick ones, dude. We have a lot of... Okay. This would probably be me off of the same topic, dude. Woman allegedly attacks boyfriend with samurai sword.
Oh, shit.
Do we need to go into it, or...
I mean...
Because we're short on... Well, we have...
Let me think why she attacked him.
Because he was at a concert and fucking was saving people.
He saved two chicks and drank all the drinks.
And saved a scrawny kid
from skinheads. 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about okay.
She starts slicing people up.
You read the article. Yadudo, Connecticut woman has been arrested after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend with a samurai sword. Juanita Bentley, 51, allegedly got into a heated argument with her boyfriend Friday before asking him to leave, police said. But her boyfriend told police when he didn't leave fast enough, and Bentley grabbed the decorative sword from a wall in the apartment and cut his back and arms.
Jesus.
So he eventually left. But as he's walking away, shink! Slit. So yeah. He then ran from the apartment. Go ahead.
I you know what, guys? Just don't have any kind of like
weapons
that will slice through. I mean, a knife's fine, but like a sword. And if she wants you out, just get the fuck out. She's
pretty much.
He's probably lingering and talking. You know, fuck you, bitch.
You know, and it happens too, dude. So always just fucking walk away.
Walk away, dude. But you're gonna get fucking sliced.
Yeah, dude. Okay, and then I have some parents of the year.
Sweet.
Parents of the week, I guess, dude. Police say couple... No, actually, not yet. Police say couple staged murder with ketchup and texted photos. How do you feel about this?
They took a picture with ketchup.
Police say a couple in Ohio staged a murder scene in a bathtub in which they poured ketchup over her, and then he sent pictures to friends saying he did it.
Damn.
You can jump in anytime you want. Stop me.
Dude. That's fucking... That's scary, though.
It is, though, right?
That's scary.
Okay, would you be able to do... Ha ha, got your nose. Like, how do you fuck around like that?
It's just weird. I remember playing when Xbox 360 came out mm-hmm. and they had the camera. When it first started, people gaming, and mm-hmm. we played this game Uno, and you could see the person looking, and there was this couple. Mm-hmm. It was weird. Like, the person would be playing, and then behind him was a person with a mask. Like with a fucking I don't know what it was.
There were a bunch of them that were out.
Fucking weird.
And like covering her mouth and like even pulling her out as he's playing the game, so it looks like he's oblivious.
It's
to
just
corner.
Fucking. You know what, dude? Nobody needs to see that.
It's a ballsy joke, dude. It's a ballsy joke. Fucked I'd rather up. Save kids from fucking from skinheads than fucking pull that fucking
stuff. Wow. I mean, it was a... Did they show the picture? Did you see it? I'm just wondering.
No, there was no picture. But still, like, how do you text that to your friends? And then your friends call the cops like, hey, dude, fucking Adam finally fucking snapped.
He did. Like, he killed the dog.
Yeah, no, right. He's now Tupod. Tupod.
I mean, did they get in trouble?
Oh, okay, yeah. Police say Natalie Schlitt and Mika Reisner are charged with inducing panic, but both pleaded not guilty Friday. Police Sergeant Don Allen tells the Sandusky Register that while it might have been funny to the couple, it wasn't a joke to police. The couple couldn't be reached for comment. No telephone numbers were listed for them. Court records didn't indicate whether they have an attorney.
Wow.
So nothing yet.
So they're being charged with the panic.
The panic, yes, dude.
I didn't even know that was like a...
I didn't know that was a thing either.
It's probably a fine or maybe some community service and shit.
Possibly, yeah. Now, here are your nominations for Parents of the Week, dude. Let me know which one of these ones deserves an award. Mom pulls gun on other mom in school drop-off line.
She wins. Because I've seen firsthand kids getting dropped off, and it's fucking gangster, bro.
I'm sure
like,
it is, dude.
Like, they don't fuck around.
I used to walk to school, so I don't know.
I mean... Straight up, get the fuck out of the car. It reminded me of a situation
in Santa Ana. Go ahead.
You know, in Los Angeles at another WonderCon.
Holy fuck, no.
I'm not going to go there.
No.
All right, next parent.
Okay. And if you want me to jump into any, say so you can.
I swear to God, it was like that.
No. Okay, next one's going to be, you said that one was already. Woman attacks senior citizen 71. With victim's own cane for saying her child needs manners.
Sounds like white trash. I'm still going with the fucking first one.
Okay, okay.
I mean, like, I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube about this kind of shit where I seen one would slap the shit out of some woman.
You sent Sergio and I one where a dude clocks an old lady straight up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like Mike Tyson.
You know what, dude? People are just... I mean, bad days. Like, I have a bad day, but I'm not knocking anybody out. I don't have enough money.
Finish her.
Get the fucking ball over the goddamn net. Fuck you. Staring at me, parents.
How about this one? Couple brings toddler to home invasion robbery.
Lookout.
I don't know why I picture, like, the dad with the fucking front stomach backpack with the baby.
And the baby has a ski mask.
You know?
Yes.
Like, and guns.
Guns blazing. I don't.
Dude. Give me all your fucking milk, asshole.
Hey. Hey, my baby's hungry. Look at him. Look at him.
So
I can see him in the car, the Gateway car, dude, just waiting.
Dude, so yeah, I don't know which one of those.
I'm still gonna go with the drop off because it's fucking gangster, dude.
Okay, I'm down. You know what? Probably. I mean, she had a gun. But so how do you beat up a 71-year-old lady?
With cane.
Her own cane.
With a cane.
All right, man. I don't have sex facts, but I have some quick fucking kills real quick.
Sweet, sweet.
17 confessions from people who didn't marry for love. This one came out. Real talk on marriage. Love is not always at the heart of every union, and in some cases, it never was. Below Men and Women on Whisper, I don't know what this is, an app that lets users anonymously share their thoughts, reveal the reasons why they married their spouses. This is going to be a quick kill lesson.
Dangerous. Okay, here we go.
First one's going to be, I got married for the wrong reasons. I wanted a baby and no one else was interested. I took my vows seriously and have actually found love with my husband.
Wow, so I don't like you right now, but I need
I'm
going
to learn to love you, yeah. And like, and she, for the wrong reasons, wow. Though, dude.
And okay.
And I think I knew a turn of trick like that before. I married my husband for the medical insurance, and everybody knows it. Bitch.
Wow. Hey, you know what? That shit's expensive, bro.
Yeah, I got my.
I sleep with him every day for my fucking medicine.
Pretty much. Okay. That means bitch has to fucking take it every night, every time he wants it, dude. Next one's going to be, I married my wife because I was sick of being bored and lonely. 5 years later, I'm bored and lonely all the time. Dude, yes. That's what you get, asshole. Next one's going to be, I married someone so they could stay in the country. My conservative Christian family has no clue.
Wow.
Do you think that happens a lot?
Where they get married just to stay in the country? Mm. Fuck yeah. I mean, I see a lot of ugly dudes with some like beautiful Asian women. It's like
idiot.
Male order.
I
or even Russian women.
I used to have a girlfriend, beautiful girlfriend at the time. This was ages ago, about 12, 14 years ago, whatever. And a beautiful girl. She didn't have her papers. She's from Mexico. And she's like model material.
Really?
And she wanted me to knock her up, so...
What the fuck, bro?
It didn't work out. Like, I'm glad...
You said she was, like, model, beautiful...
she had everything going for her. And now I've seen the guy she ended up with and got him stuck with. I'm a stud compared to homeboy.
Well, was she beautiful inside as outside?
She was, but I saw her true colors, and pretty much sometimes you see how, no matter how beautiful somebody is, you see someone how ugly they can be, and I just had a.
And we're speaking about marriage, and not just a bang you and later.
Yes, exactly, dude.
Okay.
And again, I'm anti-marriage, guys.
Right.
I mean, I only married my soon-to-be ex-husband because my mother hated him, and I wanted to go to such an extreme to spite her.
Yes.
Wow. Women, that's pretty good. Hating women.
I don't care. That one.
That's fucking...
We have a fucking kids, two kids that they're real young, and there's a I'm not going to say his name, but he's a fat kid, okay?
Okay.
And then we have
because he listens to the show.
We have a skinny one, and her parents are like fucking workout fiends, fucking... going to the gym every day, looking beautiful. Her hair is always made and with a ribbon. And she has something for this fucking little fat fucker, dude. Like, it's weird. Like, even in PE, like, she'll be like, oh, he's so funny. I'm like, this girl could be a fucking chubby chaser.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for any fat guy, you guys can get luck out with this woman because the way her parents make her... Be fit, it would destroy them.
Yeah, yeah.
Going out with this diabetic pig.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That you get molded at such a young age. I mean, it's a psychological thing where it messes with you. I mean, that's why you... Anyways, that's a whole other story we can go into, dude. I married to escape a small town and a hard life.
Sounds like that song.
I now wish I married for love because now I'm rich but not happy.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. How the fuck are you going to be rich and not happy? I hate that.
Overprivileged asshole.
You don't know how it feels. Shut the fuck up.
That is true, though.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if she's bitching about it that much, then fucking find a fucking Sancho on the side, and fucking, I'm pretty sure she does if she's not fucking
happy. Oh, she's anyway. Probably fucking everyone.
Or divorce the dude, and you can still end up with fucking bank, you stupid bitch.
Wait another couple years, and he'll be fucked.
I'm talking to them like they're in front of us.
Bitch, no.
Oh, I need all 10 of you girls to stand. I just got married, but I don't love him. I just wanted to have citizenship. So there you go. Back to that one.
Hey, some ugly dude will totally bang you for citizenship. Oh, just like, you know what? I'm ugly. you need papers, and my dick needs you. So, that's my vows right there.
Idiot. I like that.
Those are my vows.
Those are my vows. I like that,
dude. Is your lady better to listen to this show?
Oh, man, no.
Next one's going to be, I married him for money, but I never loved him. I still don't. It's been 15 years since we got married. I live a lonely life. So a lot of marriage is not all that it's cracked up to be, apparently. Next one's going to be,
they're all married for the wrong goddamn reasons.
Which I love it, dude. I married my wife for money, thinking I could grow love. Huge mistake.
Damn.
Next one, I married my wife so that she could get citizenship in America. Her family gave me, $10,000 for doing it.
That seems kind of light.
It is way light. And if somebody were to offer me, it's like, first of all, fuck all the money in the fucking world.
$10,000. I mean, how long do you have to be married for her to not get in trouble if you divorce her?
I would maybe do it for fucking $1 million.
Okay, $10,000. How many? 1 year of marriage?
I don't even want to get married, so no.
I'll give you $10,000 to marry my ugly daughter for 1 year, and you could divorce her. $10,000.
Excuse me, sir. Does your daughter give good head?
Not that I know of, but I will ask the gardeners.
No, dude, not for any money, dude. I mean, I'm very strong in my beliefs, my ideals, and no, not for money.
$20,000. How about 20?
Give me $1 million.
I'm very strong in my ideals and beliefs.
$1 million for 1 year? No, yeah. No.
Okay, give me 50. $50,000.
For 1 year?
Yeah.
What if she was semi hot?
Okay, maybe 10.
Okay, right? Okay, if she's a fucking 3, then you need to have $30,000. That's my scale.
Okay, I'm down with that. Dude. Okay. All right. We should have just went to that point right off the bat. Next one's going to be, I only married my husband because the man I've been in love with for 5 years doesn't want me.
Oof.
Nobody lose some weight. Loves me.
Lose some weight.
I only married my current wife because I thought it would help me win custody of my son. Now, those ones are the sad ones, dude. Always hate hearing those.
That sucks.
This one's going to be, I wish I could tell my husband I'm a lesbian. I only married him to keep my parents in the dark.
Hey, you know what?
Sweetheart, you should have told me sooner. Just bring your girlfriend
over. I was going to say the same thing, right? Bring your friends.
It's all good.
I'll be on the couch for a little bit getting ready.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'll watch you girls, and then, you know, once I'm ready, don't bust out the dildo, because I'm good to go. I married my husband because our mothers have been best friends since high school, and I didn't want to ruin that.
Oh, that's a horrible, reason.
Dude. I'm worried I only married my husband for his career.
Money.
Yeah, it's pretty
gold much money. Diggers.
Let's say he's a fucking radio station host or fucking, let's say, a TV actor or fucking news anchorman, somebody that people know and he can get into know more people. Like, let's say radio DJ, for example.
Right.
And then, but
free tickets, see celebrities, go into dinner places. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm living in a green card sexless marriage. My wife doesn't desire me anymore and tenses up at my touch. I don't know what to do.
Lose some weight.
I don't know, dude. I've never loved my husband. I only married him because I'm terrified of dying alone.
Wow.
So those were the 15 great reasons, guys, why you should fucking just say fuck marriage life.
Fuck.
All right, guys. You guys can find me. No. Commercials, real quick. Go to the comic syndicate, .com. Hit up the Amazon banner. You guys click on the banner, sign in like you normally would, and purchase stuff like you guys normally would. It helps us out. You get pennies on the dollar, but you guys have been awesome and gracious enough to help us out.
We love you guys.
So we totally appreciate it. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com for that. Go to thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. You guys can listen to us on both of those sites. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys find podcasts. Share the podcast, guys, more than anything. We know we have fucked up sense of humor, but if you guys dig...
Share it. Yeah. Share with your brother and sisters.
If no one's into comics, dude, fucking don't listen to the fucking second half, but fucking rock out the first half with us, dude. All right, guys, we'll be right back with some
comic talk.
Wait.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back in business. You know how cool it was when we saw him at Frankenstein's Bacciano?
Oh, Chris Bacciano.
God damn it.
Cool cat.
It was fun.
Very cool. And we get to see more people fucking the end of the month, dude.
Yeah, so and maybe actually, we'll add some more to our
people
bumper.
Are hitting me up for interviews already.
Like,
emails.
Scott Snyder?
No. Although if we see him, I'm going to fucking buy him a beer, dude. But anyways, dude, yeah, so we're going to have work the end of the month, dude. Fun work. But, I mean, we'll see who we see. And, again, we'll fucking chat with a bunch of people.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man. Do you want to hit some fucking comic news? It's going to be short, dude.
All right.
Thor Ragnarok will set up Avengers Infinity War, which we know
about. Are we excited for Thor Ragnarok?
I am, because it's going to grab some bits and pieces from Planet Hulk. And I'm a big Planet Hulk fan.
I feel that the...
And the way they describe it is like a fucking buddy fucking movie.
Okay.
Buddy road trip movie.
I feel this, the Thanos and the gauntlet is taking...
Forever.
I know they have a fucking plan.
To set up, yeah.
But it's like, dude.
Well, what are we in now? Phase 4 for Marvel?
I only know it's been fucking 6-7 years. It feels like it hasn't been that long. But still, people...
It kind of has.
They're going to have to start reintroducing it. Hopefully... I know in the Guardians we're not going to see shit.
Nah. They're going to have like back... and fucking credit scene.
Boo.
But that's about it. Yeah, dude. Next one's going to be Deadpool will be part of Fox's X-Force film. Which is not bad.
Not bad.
Because they're going to introduce Cable fucking Deadpool 2. I'm a big X-Force fan. So, yeah, I'm down with that, dude.
Who made X-Force, by the way?
Did not make. He created Deadpool and Domino and Gideon.
And Cable.
No.
Are you sure? I think he's taking credit for Cable.
I'll double check.
Because I spent, I don't know why, but this weekend I spent like 2 hours watching YouTube videos of
fuck
Liefeld. and I just watched these videos of people that just, this guy's a fucking loser.
Oh my God.
He's a shitty drawer, but he's a very good, he knows his comics.
Okay, well.
And I don't know why, I just got on this video. I was watching some McFarlane shit.
That's awesome. McFarlane drawing looks pretty dope.
To McFarlane.
We're going to probably interview
him. All
right. Next one's going to be Logan Blu-ray will contain black and white version of the film.
No.
It won't change it for you either way.
No.
I like black and white movies, so I'm down with that, dude.
Okay.
The tone would be.
I heard it's harder to make now black and white movies.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I heard.
Next one's going to be DC Films reportedly interested in making R-rated superhero movies.
Well, why not, bro? Did you put down Wonder Woman before I talk about it?
No, go ahead.
The trailer?
The second one, the newest one.
The newest one?
No, go ahead.
Oh, it looks really good, dude.
It looks good.
It looks good.
I hope they really can't fuck up this movie.
But I heard the movie's not good, though.
I've heard the same thing.
You told me, right?
Yeah.
So it's like. I don't know how this movie can't be good unless it's just everything they put in
you
the trailer.
You want to know how? It's DC fucking.
Man. Jeff Johns has had enough time to work on this one. It was already fucking.
Nope.
Put.
And then last one's going to be Matthew Vaughn in talks to direct Man of Steel 2.
Matt Vaughn.
He's the one who directed Kick-Ass.
Ugh.
As long as it's better than fucking Man of Steel. Man of Steel was terrible.
Man.
And Batman v Superman was terrible.
Man of Steel was pretty good.
Okay.
And
Logan sucked.
Between that and Logan. It did not feel like a superhero movie.
Between that and Logan, you're going to give it to Man of Steel.
In a heartbeat.
Oh my God. Right. That's show, guys.
The guy that played the Dancing with Wolves, played the dad.
Great part. Gave him bad advice to you. Next one's going to be Marvel revives old school corner box art for Resurrection. So back in the day, when I first started collecting comics, which was fucking late 80s, there would always be like a section boxed off with like the superhero of the comic, so just like in black and white, and it's X-Men's gonna bring that back, and it's kind of cool. If you look in the corner now of the title, it's gonna have like an insignia of like the team, their faces, or you know.
Matches. Oh, cool.
So it's cool. It's just a stupid cheesy throwback that I'm like, holy shit, that's kind of fucking.
Marvel's losing a shitload of writers, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's alright, man. All right, man. Start off wherever you would like.
Cool. I've read my man. The Man Thing. This was written by R.L. Stein.
R.L. Stein, yeah, from Goosebumps.
You can really tell that it was written by him, just the way the storytelling in this.
Okay.
It wasn't horrible, but wasn't great. Okay. The man, I'll just tell you the whole comic book that what's going on. The Man Thing has it worse than Swamp Thing. I think, in this issue.
Okay.
I mean, at least fucking Swamp Thing was cool, right?
Idiot. Yeah.
So we got the Man Thing. It's just a fucking smelling bush. Like, he's just a smelly...
shrubs.
Fucking bush. Branches and shit, right? And he's acting in a C movie when he's actually in a movie.
Okay.
Like, they're producing the movie right there. Where he's so horrible that they bring him in and say, you know what, dude, it's not fucking working. People are scared of you. You smell like shit. And we're just going to go ahead and 86 you. And he's like, fuck, dude, I learned how to talk for this. I learned how to do this. I left the wilderness. Can I at least get a fucking a plane ticket back? No, fuck you. Get out of here. So it's really brutal on this guy. Yeah. Everyone's scared of him. So we get a quick backstory on how he became the Man Thing. It looks like might have been the same thing as Swamp Thing, where the guy's a scientist. Mm-hmm. He's building this serum, and it's supposed to put you into a killing machine, like just straight up, just I want to kill. Mm-hmm. And he has this chick with him, and he thinks he loves her, but we find out that she's just there to double cross and to take the fucking serum from mm-hmm. him to sell it to somebody else. Some gangsters come in. They break in. They start shooting. He jumps out, gets in the car, starts going. They're chasing him. He falls into this fucking swamp. And before he falls, he's like, fuck, these guys are going to kill me anyways. Mm-hmm. So he takes it. And as he's taking it, he doesn't look where he's going. He goes into a swamp. And then that's how he starts becoming the swamp, the Man Thing. So we go back to present. He's trying to find a way to get back to his regular self, trying to find a way, but he has no money. He has no equipment. He has nothing. But then he finds himself walking the streets, and then he finds himself in front of another Man Thing. And I don't know what the fuck's going on here. He says, oh, it's my other self.
Okay.
And they start fighting.
So it made a clone of him?
I don't know. Like, he doesn't even think it's a clone. Like, they just start scrapping, and uh-huh. it's just like fucking. That's it. That's the issue. They start fighting, and then they ended up still fighting.
Okay.
So it's like.
Whoa. It's only gonna be like a what, 6-issue arc?
It's five. Five too many.
How's the art?
The art is okay.
Okay. I did not.
I've seen worse on good comics.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
So.
Are you gonna read the next one?
I don't really want to. I don't care about. I would rather read Swamp Thing.
I miss fucking Swamp Thing.
I'd rather read just Swamp Thing, and it's so much better. So, anyways, I guess that's my shitty book. I haven't done a shitty book for a while.
Wow, well, to start off the new year.
Start off the, well, March.
Well, I mean, it's our first shitty book.
Because I don't like wasting time reading.
I don't like wasting. Okay. With the whole daylight saving time change, like, I'm the man who gets no fucking sleep.
But you read like a motherfucker. You read like 10 fucking books.
Okay,
dude.
Now I like how you and I have been doing it the past 3 weeks, maybe a month. It feels like we just go through arcs after arcs.
Yeah, is it easier? I feel it's easier.
Yeah, it kind of is, dude, which is nice. Now, granted, I was working so much where it's like, fuck reading. I'm just going to read specific titles here and there. But one of the ones I got through was Aquaman number 14 through Aquaman number 18. Oh. And pretty much the whole context of this story is Aquaman is trying to have Atlantis be part of society. So he builds a city on the outskirts build a small island, and everyone looks at him like the earth dwellers, so earthlings, earth people, human beings, look at him like, fuck, homeboy is planning an attack. The surface dwellers just don't trust fucking Aquaman. So they know the Atlantean technology is so strong, their army is fucking huge. I mean, the amount of water compared to the earth surface, land surface, is like 3-1.
Yeah.
So technically, like, yeah, if they wanted to take over, they could fucking take over. But since Arthur has been king, it's always been the conflict of, okay, well, I'm half human, but I'm also half Atlantean. you know, my mom was an Atlantean, so very cool to have that struggle with him. And everyone keeps looking at him like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. His own people don't respect him to a level. Because, like, well, he's half human, so fuck him too. So a lot of people just don't respect him. And then
he's always had this fucking problem.
Which is great. And yeah. I like the way it's brought to light. Like, even, you know, in a situation where, how do we defuse this situation? So now he's in talks with the United States government. The president even sends out, you know, an army to get him and shackle him up and imprison him. And he walks in. He's like, okay, cool. And he takes it, dude, for the most part. And his whole mission, again, is trying to just have Atlanteans get part of the society and, like, dude, we can live together. It's our Earth, you know. And a lot of stuff happens where there are some offshot teams of Atlanteans that are rebels, and they're anti-fucking the establishment. So Arthur being one of them, Aquaman being one of them, they do whatever they can to attack the United Nations, you know.
Fuck things up
for him, yeah. Dude. So really cool how he's able to stop things from happening as far as battles. Like, he's getting his ass kicked, but for both sides. And he's fighting for both sides, dude, which is really good to see the heart in him. And even when he gets his ass kicked, like, his friends look at him like, dude, you kind of got your ass kicked that time. He's like, yeah, I'm not done with my job yet. But yet he's the king. When somebody else gets hurt, he's like, dude, go take care of yourself. So it's really cool. Just, again, the conflict. I'm loving it, dude. So that one ends, and he's able to stop. The government sends a wet work team of, like, super amped humans with abilities to go after him. And he doesn't realize it's them at the time, but there's also another secret organization called Nemo, and Black Manta now is in charge of that.
Nemo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to see if I wrote it down, dude.
No, I know, but it's like Nemo the fish.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
So it's cool, dude. It's interesting too, though, because, like, even that the government, even though, yeah, we should be having peace talks, there's like, all right, SEAL Team 6, we gotta fucking take them out. It's fucked up. Like, people do shady shit like that, dude. So he's able to stop them without using force. He finds out who's behind it, which is that organization called Nemo. He puts an end to them, but interesting, he completely shuts them down, and he goes to the president, and straight up, like, he's there with Superman talking to the president, like, I'm, you know, president's ready to see you. So Arthur Curry, you can address me as fucking king, Mr. President, since I'm gonna give you the same respect. So technically, he's ballsy, and everyone's looking at him like, even Superman tells him, hey, Dick, he's fucking president.
And fuck, it's like, you, Clark
Dick,
Kent.
I'm the fucking king. Yeah, dude, it's a very cool interaction, and how Arthur in the whole, by the end of this arc, is really cool. He's like, fuck it, take me in. I want to work with you guys. I want to let you guys know we don't have to be fighting. You guys don't have to fear us. And it's really cool when the president, you know, thinks about it. Arthur and fucking Superman go outside, and it's really cool just interaction where even Clark Kent, the Superman, tells him, dude, I don't know how you're doing it, man. He's like, what do you mean? You go through the same thing I do. He's like, yeah, but I just have to deal with the people fucking on the Earth.
You have to deal with everyone.
Yeah. You have to deal with the people on a global fucking level.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're a fucking king, and you have people. You know, it's different society than what we have on Earth. So that respect thing was really cool to see, dude. I enjoyed it, dude. It's a great arc, dude. Dan Abnett is the writer, a bunch of different artists, but it was good, worth talking about, because I like Aquaman. He is a great character. Jeff Johns writes him the best. But, again, dude, loved it. It's worth checking out. There's one arc. It's a standalone issue where the government created some... he's a regular human being, but he's a regular military, ex-military guy, but they fused him with fucking some cybernetics, so he's kind of like a cyborg-ish. And he goes crazy, and he starts attacking. He has telepathy, so he's able to control people, but he has aqua telepathy as well. He's able to control and wants to control Arthur, but he's unable to because Arthur, you know, granted he can talk to fish, he can control animals, sea creatures. So it's really cool how he tries to take advantage of Arthur, and Arthur's able to sense it. And to get background, like, Arthur uses his trident to use it like as a satellite necessarily, but like as a unit where they can look into each other's minds. And he sees, like, this guy was ex-military, and the visions he's showing Arthur is like, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through that again. So it's pretty much the government sent him out on a mission. And it's like, all right, well, we got the bad guys, sir. All right, now incinerate the whole fucking, the whole town. But we got the information we need. I said incinerate the whole fucking town. So this military cat said no. And they shoot him up like fucking RoboCop status. You're of no use to us anymore then. And he had a protocol that was made where, since he is cybernetic, he is tech now, he wants to find the best society, which Atlanteans, again, the Attilans, the Atlanteans have the technology to create structures and everything, dude, just the technology. So that's his whole purpose. He's like, no, I need help. Like, I need to fix myself. So it was like a countermeasure, like, and then Arthur, once he uses his trident, he's like, fuck. And they see into each other's minds. He sees Arthur and what he's going through as king, and he's like, fuck. Homeboy's got a lot of shit on his plate. But Arthur, looking into his mind, he's like, dude, that's just one possible future. And he sees, you know, exactly what he went through. And then the whole story behind this, the whole meaning was, Homeboy has post-traumatic stress disorder. Ex-military cat. And they shot him up for doing his job, or for saying no to doing his job. Mm-hmm. And that one stood out to me the most. And it was great, dude. It was beautiful. That's a great standalone issue. But again, Aquaman 14 through 18 was dope, dude.
Very cool.
Go for what you got.
I read, Inhumans versus X-Men, number 6, the end of this series, this event. I liked it.
I liked this one as the end, dude. Go for it.
So, real briefly, the fight is not going well for the Inhumans. Emma Frost is fucking crazy in this issue. She really just...
I'll jump in, but go for it.
She's just wanting to kill Inhumans. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I just want to kill you motherfuckers. Yeah. And we get the... I don't know if she's doing this because of Scott. Really for Scott? But we'll go into that later.
They were in love, but go for it.
We get these remote control to get rid of the mist. And it works. But Emma, it works out. They go, they do it. They fucking click it. Like, oh, how come you didn't just fucking tell us? You know, like, it's like what the fuck?
I really like how the youngsters, though.
They're coming up. They're coming up
together to be like, so this whole war is fucking pointless.
Right. And then even Medusa's all like, well, why don't you just fucking say that from the fucking get-go?
And then it's cool because they're like, even the youngsters are talking her out of it. The adults, like, dude, they didn't have enough. They are dying.
Yeah. Once she knew all the information, she's like, okay, we'll stop.
Yeah.
But Emma,
Emma goes nuts.
Just dude. Is not going to let it go, man.
I like it, though. I like how dark she goes.
She gets really fucking dark. And she starts setting down these. Oh, before that, the way they do this, She tells the three other girls, her clones, to fucking wipe this guy out. This guy. Black Bolt's back in the picture. Mm-hmm. Fuck him. Dope, he can't say anything. Don't worry about him. And
he was the biggest threat. Yeah,
he was the biggest threat. And they take him out of the whole equation. Then what happens is the X-Men are like, hey, what the fuck? You know, let's just chill. You know, let's relax here. And then Magneto gets fucking mad because she takes over Magneto's mind.
Oh, he gets pissed. Okay,
gets really pissed. I think that's a little jumping ahead.
Yeah. But go ahead. No. So,
she sends down these metal, super metal troops to fight against everyone. Like, fuck it. Okay, I got my own army.
To top things off, it's dope, dude. So now Magneto is the one who presses the button to take away the Terrigen Mist. And like you said, it is working. But he gets attacked and he gets knocked down. Something happens where she's able to take over his mind.
Yes, I mean, he gets knocked out by, like, some ice. Like,
one of the Inhumans. Yeah. Now, it's really cool because she's pissed off by this point. Emma is so distraught, pissed. Where her army happens to be Sentinels. Mm-hmm. Now, Sentinels were made and created kill all mutants. Now, that was their number one thing. She has these sick-looking fucking Sentinels that she's reprogrammed killing humans. Mm-hmm. And it's real cool what she says, though, because she even says, like, I want you guys to know how it fucking feels. Because you guys never had this fucking problem we've had to fucking deal with. So she took it dark, dude. Like
she did. And then this is, you know, young Scott finally tells that it wasn't, you know, tells her, hey, it wasn't even, like, she tries to play that card again where, like, nah, you know, fucking, you know, Cyclops died because of, you know, Black Bolt. And, like, Scott's like, no, the young Scott's like, no, it didn't.
Cyclops died a long time ago.
And
you were making everyone think he was still alive.
That just turns it so there's no more fuel for this fight. And so that's when she sends on these fucking guys.
Bitch, dude.
And she's getting rocked, I forget by who, but Havoc gets in there.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
I forgot who she fights. I think she's fighting Medusa. Oh she yeah, she's in her her diamond form. And Medusa catches her.
Medusa's fucking her up, dude.
Yeah, pretty bad. And then Havoc shows up and says, you know what?
Blast Medusa.
I gotta do this. And I don't want to do this, but I owe my brother.
Yeah, and Scott Summers and, you know,
so
Havoc or their brothers, yeah.
They fucking...
Alex Summers.
They take off, right? They disappear or whatever. They're gone from the fight. And the fight is finally over, and then we get the fallout.
It looks like he's about to blast her.
It is, but then he's like, I can't do it. My brother would not want me to do this.
Yeah. Mm.
So the fight is over, we start looking at the backlash. We got Henry says it's cool, you know, you guys fucking locked me up, you guys. But I think he's really gonna leave the X-Men. It looks like Beast.
Yeah.
Beast is really gonna, like, you know, you guys, it's cool, I understand, but. You can tell he's gonna take off.
Yeah. Well, he keeps fucking everything up.
Yeah. I mean, but I didn't like his fuck up because then we wouldn't have the young X-Men.
True that. So, yeah.
Emma goes into hiding, but we do see a panel.
Now, before you hit that, okay, I know which one you're gonna talk about now, because Emma Frost was able to control Magneto. Now he has good. He can fight off telepaths
with his helmet.
Without his helmet.
Without his helmet.
But when he has it on, you can't get in his fucking head. So. When he realizes when she loses connection with him, he's like, you bitch, you fucking took my mind. Not just, you were in my head. Bitch, you took my fucking mind. And which leads into that panel.
And it leads into her hiding, and we see her wearing the Cyclops helmet.
Well, it's cool. It's Magneto's helmet.
Who has a big X
helmet. But it has fucking X helmet.
Oh.
So it's Magneto's helmet. And even if you look, she has his fucking garbs.
Magneto's fucking because I looked at him like, I don't remember Cyclops having an actual helmet.
No, it was just a mask. Okay. Now, but it's an integration. Like, you caught that too, though.
So yes.
It's like the man she loved, Scott Summers, died. And now, like Magneto said, you took my mind. It's like she's mending both of these fucking... And Magneto's fucked in the head anyways.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's a dirty fuck now. Everything he's went through, it's for a reason. But yeah, that even her costume at the end is like, fuck, that looks kind of dope.
It does look dope. Now, I had to look at it twice. I'm like, oh, okay, there's Chi-Chi.
Now, so. She was the White Queen, originally a villain. And she got rehabilitated. She helped train Generation Next ages ago with Banshee. She became, she's been a hero for the longest time.
She still have followers too. They mentioned too, like, people still follow her as a White Queen.
Yeah,
and we get Medusa gives her queenship up, gives it to iOS
kind of cool.
Iso, yeah. Which it was funny because she wanted to have an election, and
she's changing up everything.
She's changing. Changing is coming, and then she gives the Human Torch. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was her boyfriend. Yeah, and I like it though.
I didn't like Human Torch in this whole thing. I don't like her banging Medusa.
it ended the way it should have. Like, I like how she gave up her... Like you said, she gave up being queen, and it's kind of liberating for her.
Yes, and then we get the last panel with her giant jugs with...
she goes to the quiet room.
With her husband.
With hers, they're still married. So
yeah, so it's she went back... I don't know.
Black Bolt. Or to start things new or fresh. And like,
they look like they're going to go back together.
They deserve to be together.
They do. And I like that ending.
Me too.
So
it was a good arc. It wasn't the best arc, but...
it ended it better than...
By far, yeah, dude. So it's up there, dude. I really enjoyed it, dude. All right, last one I'm going to hit, guys. I'm cutting it short. I'm going to hit Red Hood and the Outlaws number 4 through number 7. It was really good, dudes. In a nutshell, Red Hood goes deep, deep undercover to infiltrate the Black Mask. Now, Black Mask is a fucking B-C villain from Batman, but Batman gives fucking Red Hood the okay, like, okay, do the dirty shit, your dirty work that you normally do. If you got to kill, you got to kill. I just don't want to hear about it. So Red Hood goes deep undercover where he thinks Black Mask's initial plan is he has a Bizarro. Now, Bizarro is Superman, opposite of Superman, guys. And he thinks that's his ultimate weapon. And he thinks, like, Black Mask is using him as a weapon, which, you know, that is the game plan. Artemis is an Amazonian, I'm sorry. And she is like a Wonder Woman-ish type character. So the name of this one was Dark Trinity. Like, this arc was really cool. Them working together to stop Black Mask. And Black Mask... the whole plan was to literally control fucking Bizarro and use it to, quote-unquote, save Gotham and, like, wipe out the fucking, the mobsters, the gangsters, so he can take control of fucking Gotham. Red Hood and Artemis working together, their connection back and forth, their dialogue is fun and funny throughout the whole fucking thing. It is dope, dude. They stop Black Mask, which is really cool, with them working together. This one, there's a filler issue... and the filler issue was actually issue number seven. Book of the week for me. So now, beginning of this issue. Now, before I even jump into this one real quick, dude, Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 4-6. Scott Liddell is the writer. Dexter Soy is the artist. His art is fucking beautiful, dude. Like, gorgeous on this, dude. And Veronica Gandini is the inker, but you guys gotta look at it. It's just dope. And now, it sucked because when I got to issue number 7, it's a different artist, and it wasn't what I was expecting, but it's a just standalone filler issue. So Artemis finds out in the beginning of the issue, like, dude, Lex Luthor cloned Superman. And the one we have now is a bastard experiment. Like, and they find footage, like, kill them all. Like, they're all useless. And now Artemis tells him, Artemis is the girl, tells Red Hood, like, you know, so what are we going to do with him? He's like, so you're telling me I should kill him? She's like, nope. And it's really cool, just the dialogue they have. She says it's not whether or not you trust yourself to do the right thing when it matters. And that's what it is. Like, she puts it really simple. So him needing help now, he goes to fucking Wayne Manor. And he's like, he sees Alfred. And it's really cool now, the conversation he has. He's like, Batman's not here, sir. Bruce is not here. He's like, it's all right, man. You mind if I talk to you real quick? And he feels like, Alfred, was I a bad sidekick? Mm. And he's like, I know I was rough on the edges. And, you know, what even a... he tells him, dude, like, what Alfred tells him, he's like, dude, you weren't a failure, you know? You weren't a disappointment to him. He cared about you. He brought you in for a reason. He just wants to know you're okay. And, you know, like, it's just really cool. He made him feel good. He's like, you mind if I chill for a bit? Alfred's like, nah, rock and roll, man. I mean, it's your house. So he goes there for a specific reason, not necessarily for advice. We see him grab a kryptonite shard. So really cool now. So next scene we see is him taking Bizarro out to fucking, like, the country, the woods, beautiful lake stream, and just really cool. He's like, I used to come here a lot. Jason Todd, Red Hood, telling fucking Bizarro, I used to come here all the time. Just, you know, I used to think it was scary out here. He's like, and I'm not even gonna go into fucking how Bizarro talks, but it's really interesting. Yoda sounds stupid, but he's really smart. Mm-hmm. Bizarro talks stupid, but he's stupid. it's funny, but it's bad and it's sad because he's not a full, you know, functioning, you know, mental capacity guy. And it's really cool because, you know, the interaction they have, like, Red Hood grabbed the shard for a reason. And just the conversation they have, like, it looks like they're kind of fucking hitting it off. And Red Hood walks behind him. He asks him something. And then Bizarro answers, friends and secrets, truth and justice, American way. But me, I'm not stupid. Am not my memories. Never mind. So he's talking about these belong to Superman. So he has Superman's memories. But Bizarro's real memories not start until Red Him. He calls Red Hood Red Him. And Red Her, which is, you know, Artemis. Bizarro, am not perfect. But Red Him, show me how. And me promise to be the best Bizarro me can be. And it's really cool as he's saying this, because it's like, oh, fuck, well, you know. Like, you see Red Hood cocked, ready to load fucking behind his back, you know, point-blank range, like, just shoot and fucking take out Bizarro. Because, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't want to be responsible for a Superman being fucking shit up or being a villain. And it sucks, because after hearing that, like, Red Hood had him dead to rights, could not pull the fucking trigger. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice touch, dude. So it was kind of like a guy moment. He's like, you ready to get out of here? He's like, no, can we stay a little bit longer? I like it here, read him. And it's like, all right, so he now, I don't want to say like an, it's like your younger brother type of deal. Like a kid, you're raising a kid type of deal. So that Red Hood finally has that. It is kind of cool to fucking see. It was a book of the week, dude. Fucking loved it, dude.
That's was it by a lake?
Yeah.
So do you think they were trying to do like the Frankenstein?
Kind of. It kind of feels. And that's exactly
when you were saying it. Kind of felt like.
And that's exactly what it felt like. Like the way Bizarro is a Frankenstein monster creature, like something that was created that shouldn't be created.
Created.
So I loved it, dude. Again, book of the week, dude. That cover, perhaps, dude. But we'll talk about that maybe in X-Men Humans, dude. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We went a little bit long, dude. But
Cool beans.
All right, man. You guys can find my boy Adam.
All right, man. The Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Twitter. Fuck me. Oh, simple man, guys. All right. Catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast.
Peace out.